What's happening, world? I'm your host, the Wizard of Waz, Benji Wozniak. And this week, Kira and I are going to go over the 2000 Keanu Reeves movie, The Replacements. Kira?
Oh, yeah, The Replacements. My favorite topic, sports movies. I'm just kidding. I hadn't seen this movie in an incredibly long time. So I was really happy to revisit it. I forgot Orlando Jones was in it, so he was like a fun little surprise for me. Love Keanu Reeves, love Gene Hackman. It's a really fun movie.
Yeah, so it was like one of my wife's and my favorite. I really enjoyed it. It was a reminder for me from the 1987 actual NFL strike when that happened. I remember watching those games, so it was kind of funny for me to like see this movie made about that.
So that's actually so funny. So we were talking off air, and I had no idea that there was an actual real NFL strike. Maybe that's like my poor research. So watching this movie, I was like, oh, this is all like fictionalized. Like, imagine like if this had happened. Like, I was relating it to the, like the writer's strike that had just happened, and like the actor's strike. But there was a real NFL strike.
Oh, yeah, there was. And there was scabs, and there was the NFL players were mad. And after it all wrapped up, there were some players that did stay in the NFL. But yeah, it was, the games were definitely not as good as like the regular games, but they were entertaining. If you're a sports fan, you had nothing but to do to watch them. A lot of people were like, well, how can you watch that when it's not supporting the NFL? I'm like, I just want to watch football.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting to watch these people who are kind of given a second chance, and we see that in this film. It's really all about like second chances and like coming together, and I think that's really interesting. Like, obviously, it's like watching like your D string, right? Or your I don't know the second string, third string. How does it go?
Yeah, it would be a second string player.
Okay. Not alphabetical, numerical. Okay. But this movie's super fun. Keanu Reeves, love him. He plays our quarterback. Gene Hackman plays our coach. And then we have a cast of characters as the rest of the team.
Oh, yeah. They are hysterical. The two brothers.
Oh, my God. They're so
with
funny.
With the guns. They are great. The Aussie kicker. I mean, the whole crew is just like hysterical.
The Aussie kicker, I think, is so funny, and it's like, and then we give him like a gambling addiction. Like, come on.
Yeah. You got to help me. I'm going to lose my bar.
I know. And we're like, what? Why did you bet against you? I don't know. I thought it was really fun. So obviously this happens. The football team goes on strike, and then it's the owner who goes to Gene Hackman, right?
Gene Hackman used to coach the team a long time ago, and he goes back and gets him again.
And then he's like, you're going to go, and then I always love watching movies where they like round up a bunch of like other people, because then I'm just like, oh, it's like they're rounding up the Avengers. And this is the ragtag sports Avengers.
Oh, 100%. It also reminded me of the movie Major League. Where they have to get these like misfits together to have them, you know, form a team and come together as a team, and it, like all the different misadventures they have between that. So it was hysterical. Like, the jail scene is hysterical.
So funny. And I think it's so funny too, like when you talk about like a lot of like tropes that are in these like sport movies. I know we're going to be covering another one later, but like this kind of idea of like, oh, like the idea of teamwork, right? And like, I guess the most sports movie I had ever seen was Remember the Titans. So I kind of was like relating it to that, when like you have to get like this group of people to like work together and be cohesive and like kind of like understand each other and see where everyone's coming from. And obviously misadventure happens along the way, and this one is much more funny and much more lighthearted. But
yeah, and you know, there's love interest in it.
The cheerleader.
Yeah, Annabelle, the cheerleader, and they also have to get replacement cheerleaders. So these two
exotic dancers,
because we can't say the other word now, get their whole gang to come, and it is just hysterical with them.
It's
dancing.
So funny. I love watching like the bad tryouts too. I like love a bad tryout montage. So I thought that was wicked funny. But yeah, it's kind of how all these different types of people can come together and be a successful football organization. They only have to win 3 out of 4 games to go to the playoffs, or the championship. What are sport terms? And so they lose their first game. They're not working together as a team. And then we kind of see them rally up together, get it going. And then, of course, during the final game, our point of drama is that Keanu Reeves is replaced by the old quarterback because he crosses the picket line, which I think is crazy. It's like, why is the, because quarterbacks are the face of the franchise, right? And it's crazy to have the face of the franchise turn their back on the whole entire team and cross the picket line. I thought that was incredibly self-serving, and I think that shows why he wasn't successful with the replacement team.
Oh, 100%. And like, there's even a point where he says, I've won, I think he says, two Super Bowls, and Franco, Keanu Reeves' character says, and you're still an asshole.
Yeah, and he's like, and what does that mean? Like, that means nothing to me. And then I love, like, when, and then he, like, stands up his hot cheerleader girlfriend and, like, then just kisses her on the field like everything's okay. I'm like, all right, we get it. Your life's not going, like, I don't know. So then, yes, obviously, Gene Hackman, during the ever so cliched, inspirational halftime speech, kind of talks to the TV and is like, we need heart. Heart goes a long way. And Keanu Reeves is like, this is my bat signal. And he comes to the stadium and he's like, put me in, coach. Here I am for the second half. And now I'm going to relate these movies to things that, like, I've obviously have seen. So have you ever seen the soccer movie She's the Man?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God. Okay. Hilarious Amanda Bynes movie, early 2000s. For those of you who have seen it, you know it's based on Shakespeare. It's based on Twelfth Night. And there's a very funny scene because she's impersonating her brother, where her brother actually comes back and then he plays the first half of the big game. And then she's like, put me in, coach, for the second half. And then it felt very much like this. And I said, oh, all sport movies are the same.
Yeah, like it, like I was saying before, like this reminds me a lot of like a lot of the movies you see, like Major League, and there's a few of them. The one with Pele and Sylvester Stallone, I forget the name of it, where they get a group of characters together during World War II, I believe it is, to play a soccer game against the Germans.
I've never heard of this movie.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. And they try to escape after the soccer game. It's a great movie. I'm going to look it up.
Okay, look it up, because that sounds interesting. But yeah, so then Keanu Reeves comes back in the second quarter for the big game, and they come together, and they're playing as a team, and everyone's doing great, and they're so excited, and they win. And everyone's like, oh, they come back 17-0. And I was like, I think the Pats did that. I don't know. I don't know anything about sports. And then it kind of ends on this melancholy note of like, oh, these guys are never going to play football again. They're never going to like be professional athletes. They're never going to be stars. But they did come together as a team. So I think that's like the more message is like you can come together as a team.
Yeah. So the movie I was talking about, the soccer movie with Pele and Sylvester Stallone, is actually called Victory.
Okay, I've never seen that.
Oh, you got to see it. It's a great movie.
Okay, well, maybe we'll do Sport September. I don't know. I got to take a break from these sport movies.
Understandable. So, like I said before, there's a bunch of cast of characters in this. Clifford Franklin, the wide receiver that drops everything.
Yep.
He's hysterical. He's really funny. There's a part where they're losing, and the coach asks them, you know, what are they afraid of? And he goes, oh, I'm afraid of spiders. And like the coach isn't trying to talk about that. He's actually trying to talk about something more metaphorical, more deep. And so he asks the quarterback, Shane Falco, he's like, what are you afraid of? And he goes, quicksand. And then they automatically think he's talking about quicksand in nature that will suck you under. And he has to explain to them that it's not that type of quicksand. It's the quicksand of like when you make one mistake and then you make another mistake and another mistake and you keep on sinking and sinking and sinking. Pats fans, I know you know what I'm talking about.
I think that's so funny. Yeah, it's really interesting to see like the different dynamics of the team and to see Keanu as a quarterback versus the star quarterback. I don't know. It's very interesting to see the dynamic, because what is the correlation between talent and heart, right? And this movie is suggesting that you can be an average player, but if you have heart, that will take you further. And what are your thoughts on this? Because I do believe that there is a combination of passion and skill and luck that helps us succeed everywhere we go, right?
Yeah, and like in football, like I know Falco in this movie is like fictional, but there are a lot of players like that in the NFL that like Joe Flacco is not like the greatest quarterback in the world, but he did leave the Baltimore Ravens to a championship, and it was out of, you know, the guy had heart. I mean, he had determination. He, you know, the will to win. Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is not the greatest quarterback in the world, but that guy has heart. He will fight. He gives 100%. Tom Brady.
Like in the beginning, Tom Brady.
Yeah, in the beginning, Tom Brady, before he made all that money and didn't have to do it. But he still won championships afterwards. So go, Tom. I'm a big fan, Tom Brady fan. So if you're listening, Tom, I love you. But, you know, these quarterbacks that you see give their heart and soul to the game, like they'll drive, they'll throw the ball, they run, they'll do anything it takes to win and drive and motivate their teams. That's what this movie is about. Driven passion.
It is. And I think it's really interesting, too, because it's all about how you can inspire each other and how you can work together as a team. Ben and I work for the same company, and it is really all based in teamwork. So I feel like I talk about teamwork all the time. But to see teamwork in this sense, like when you have to create all these, when you have all these different personalities and you have to create cohesion, it's like, how do you do that? How do you get all these different people on the same page? There's a lot of zaniness that happens. I mean, they end up in jail. Like, it's very funny. But this is all bonding moments for them, and this is all how they grow closer together as a team. And when you have that closeness as a team, that's when you really trust and understand each other. And then we see that kind of separation when the star quarterback comes back, because he doesn't have that cohesion with them. He doesn't understand them like the other quarterback does. And like we were saying earlier, quarterbacks are the face of the franchise. They are the shot callers.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And like we were talking before, like the cast of characters that are brought together. I mean, John Favreau is in it.
Oh, my God, I know.
He's a police officer, and he actually has like this, like confrontation with another character named Earl Wilkinson, who's actually a prisoner, and they go back and forth. And the guy that plays Earl Wilkinson is actually Michael Jace. And Kira?
Oh my God, let's talk about Michael Jace.
There you go.
So this was actually so interesting because I had not revisited this film in so long. And when I did revisit it and when we were talking about it, you kind of were like, hey, isn't this crazy? And I'm about to tell the story. So Michael Jace in 2016, I believe it was 2016, was sentenced to 40 years in prison for murdering his wife.
Yeah, so he actually plays a character in the movie that went to prison and was going back to prison, and he went to prison.
It was something about like he wanted a divorce. He thought she was seeing someone else, and he snapped and killed her, which is horrifying. He killed her in front of their two sons. Like, traumatic. I mean, I can't imagine that. But it's never a funny matter. It's never a joking matter. But it was, the parallels were kind of laughable.
Yeah, there's ironic. Right, there's ironic situation here. I mean, the man actually went to prison.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, it's sad. You know, and that you get to, if you watch this movie, you'll actually see John Madden, which is a great thing because Madden was one of the greatest coaches of the NFL, and you know, and Pat Summerall's in it. That was memorable for me to have those two characters reviewing the football game, being the commentators, because like I grew up with that, so that was kind of cool.
That is cool. And something about me, because I'm stupid, is that I did not know that Madden was a real person, and I thought it was just the name of the video game. So everyone's learning a lot this week.
Oh, yeah. Like John Madden, he coached the Raiders to a Super Bowl, and he's famous. Like, they did name the game after him. And there was, for the longest time, anybody that was put on the cover of the Madden game ended up injured. So like they put him on the cover for like being one of the greatest, and then like the next season they'd be out with an injury for like the rest of the season.
Ridiculous. That's like,
yeah, they call it the Madden curse.
The Madden curse. Oh my goodness, that's so funny. Again, I knew none of this. I actually could live in a bubble where sports don't exist, and my life would not change.
Yeah, I can't. I have to have sports. I'm so looking forward to the NFL draft. I mean, Patriots got the number 3 pick. Go Pats!
Go Pats. So this movie is great. Obviously, it is all about the boys and all about the boys winning the big game. And I love a big game moment because it's so interesting when we look at like tropes and I don't want to say cliches, but when we look at tropes in films, right, we see the same things kind of repeating over and over again, but they repeat over and over again for a reason, right? And I do find that, like, I feel like when talking to people and like why they love sport movies so much, I think it's because there's always that kind of inspiring point to it. My mom loves a good sports film. I remember I watched The Blind Side with her. I watched Draft Day with her. Just like Hoosiers. So my mom like is a, like like, my mom likes all kinds of movies, but she really, like, will gravitate towards a sport film. Glory Road, I saw in theaters, Coach Carter. And it's all these stories of, like, inspiration. And I think it's so interesting, like, why sports and inspiration is always, like, tied together. Why do you think that is?
I think it's just, like, the camaraderie, like, it's the unity of the group. If that makes any sense.
That makes sense. I can see that. I do believe it's about, like, how people come together and, again, like, the mixing of personalities. Yeah. But I do believe, like, since gladiator times, like, we've always held athletes to this kind of, like, different standard. And I think seeing them in this, like, way, almost like, I don't want to use, like, godlike, because I don't think we should ever put anyone on that pedestal. But in the image of, like, what these athletes from the olden days were. And I think when we see that, we kind of mix that together and we're like, oh, well, if they can push their bodies and they can push their minds and they can push their boundaries to do all this greatness and for our entertainment, like, why wouldn't we, like, celebrate them and kind of put them on this pedestal of, like, of greatness and inspiration? Because it's like, me as a normal person, I can't play a professional sport.
Yeah. I also think that, like, for the longest time, we never saw, like, behind the scenes on athletes.
True.
Like, what was going on in their lives. We just saw them every week on television, you know, and we didn't have social media. We didn't have the ability to know everything about somebody. And honestly, we didn't care. But, you know, to learn more about the athletes, to see that they're humans, to see that they face the daily struggles that we face, even though they're making millions of dollars, not facing all the struggles we face. But they're facing the struggles as a human being. And to see that, like, you know, like, maybe being taken from them. In my book, I write Hanging Up the Helmet.
Yeah.
Because, you know, athletes dedicate their whole lives to getting to the professional level. Some may never get there, but they dedicate their whole lives, and that's all they know. And, like, so when they do reach the professional level and they've killed themselves for years upon years, when it's time to hang that up, I mean, it's the hardest possible thing imaginable to give up your life.
Oh, absolutely. And I can't imagine it. I just think it's so fun that every, like, sports movie that you watch, like, has this inspirational twist, has this, like, uplifting twist, right? They always, and even if they don't win the big game, it's all about them coming together. It's all about how, and I like that unity of it, right? It's all about, like, especially in this film, how can you unite a bunch of people that are just have one goal in mind, a second chance? Like, and I think they say, I think Gene Hackman says it, like, while he's doing the narration at the end. I think it's him that does the narration at the end. And he's talking about how, like, you know, like, they won no achievements, like, they didn't, but they came together as a team and they accomplished this one goal. So yeah. I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, they walk away with their dignity.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Have you ever seen The Program?
Is it a sport movie?
Yeah, it's a football movie.
I'm immediately no bet.
So it's kind of the polar opposite of this movie. This movie is, like, you know, showing, like, all the, you know, what can happen when you come together as a team. Yeah. And everything. The Program is more like, it's kind of about a team, but it's, like, also about the abuses of, like the teams. Like, you know, trying to meet that peach level so this guy takes steroids.
There's a dark side to it.
Yeah, doing cheap shots on players and hurting them so that, you know, they can take them out of the game and win the championships. And that's another sports movie that, like, you know, it doesn't show all the good. I mean, there's some good stuff in it, like, where, like, people have to, like, come together and, like, there's stuff that happens with the characters, but it's the polar opposite of this movie. Like,
yeah.
You know, this movie is more like, you know, look what we did, and it reflects on actual life. Like, because this is, like, the 1987 actually happened. I remember watching those games, and, you know, like I said, a couple of those players got to play in the NFL, and then, but the rest of them had to walk away again. And, like,
yeah,
you know, they lived their dream for a split second. And, like, that's the most amazing thing. No matter what happens in life, seek your dream. Because even if it's for that moment, you've claimed that moment.
Exactly. And I think, too, like, even just having that one moment, like, I don't think everybody, and I can't speak for everybody, I can just speak to, like, my experience and the people I know, but I don't think people at their heart want fame and power. I think they really just want security and they want to live out their passions. And I think if we kind of overthrow this, like, capitalistic society that we live in, where we're centered around, like, money and fame, and, like, now with this age of social media, like, how popular are you? How can you influence someone else? How many likes do you have? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think we really monetize and focus on the wrong things. Whereas, like, when we see in this film, it really is just about, like, you know, coming together and having that second chance. And you know what? Walking away with dignity, walking away with pride, walking away with pride in yourself for what you've been able to accomplish. And I think since we live in this very, like, capitalistic society where it's all about, like, pushing yourself to the next level. And it's like, you can't maintain any kind of happiness because you always have to be on this upward trajectory. And I don't think that's true. I think you can maintain what you consider to be a good life, and you don't have to be in this like rat race of like, oh, I need to get to the next step. I need to be to the next level. I need to be the best. Like, I'm always like, it's good to strive for things and it's good to have goals. That's not what I'm saying, but like, you don't have to force yourself. Does that make sense? Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%. So there's a character in this. He's the running back. He has a bad leg.
Yeah.
And Keanu Reeves throws the ball. He catches it. He flips into the end zone and he shatters his leg. Like, and it's trashed. His leg is destroyed. And Keanu Reeves is like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And he's like, no, you gave me the greatest moment of my life. He's like, now finish it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. That's the thing about this movie. Finish it. If you're going to start something, finish it.
Yeah, well, we see Keanu Reeves getting kicked off the team, not finishing it. We see him standing up his hot cheerleader girlfriend, not finishing it, and then just showing up on the field being like, hey, baby, surprise kiss. You know me, I hate a surprise kiss. Surprise kiss, and then everything is forgiven. I mean, I would forgive Keanu Reeves for anything, but...
You know, an interesting thing about Keanu Reeves. So if you see him in photos, he never touches anybody. He always has his arm off the person. Mm-hmm. He will not touch anybody. Like, Keanu Reeves has...
That's fine.
No, it's... And I get it. I 100% agree with him. You know, it's contact. And
it's contact.
And someone somewhere might say something. And, you know, he's a famous star. And you don't want to ever, ever put yourself in a situation where someone says something.
Oh, I thought it was more just, like, germs. No. Our minds are so funny. I was like, oh, yeah, germs. We just all survived, like, a global pandemic. We're still in one. Like, no. Yeah, I wouldn't touch anybody either.
No, he's doing it for more of a pure reason. But I will say, like, I went to a couple of Comic-Cons, and I've met a few famous people. And one of the things they say, I went to shake their hands, and they said, no, we don't shake hands. We fist bump. And the reason being is, like, one, personal contact. And also, like, if they shook hands all day, their wrists would be so bad.
So bad.
So, yeah. So, I get a lot of that. But that's kind of funny.
I think that's very funny. This movie is very good. It's very fun. I don't know. This movie would not have been one that I would have revisited on my own without your great suggestion. But I love it. I love Gene Hackman. I think he's absolutely hilarious and fantastic in this. I think the cast comes together phenomenally. And the Orlando Jones of it all, I forget how much I love Orlando Jones, and then I see him in something, and I just, like, I re-fall in love with him, because everything I see him in, I think he's so kooky and so, like, enigmatic. Is that the word I want to use? Yeah, enigmatic. Sure. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And I think he just really, like, I don't know. I think he's a phenomenal actor. I had forgotten completely that he was in this film, and then when I saw him again, like, that was, like, I think my biggest joy.
Yeah, there's some people in it. Like, you look and go, what? Faison Love's in it. I mean,
oh my God, I know.
And he's him and his brother. So there's a part when the actual players flip Falco's car, and they keep on flipping his car, and then Faison and his brother in this movie walk up, and they're like, oh, okay, what's your car? And the guy, you know, the quarterback points over, he goes, that's my car. And they end up shooting it with the guns, and they're like, fix the car. and they're like, what? Oh God! And like, they push the car back over and everything, and there's a part when they come in and they're all sitting there, and the coach is like, if you have a weapon.
If you have a weapon. And it's so funny. And this movie, I don't know, this movie felt... So I want to talk to you about this a little bit, because I think now we're seeing it. It felt very real. And like, especially now, like with the talks of like AI and all this, the dialogue felt real. And I feel like there was this switch that happened. I don't know when, but all these movies that I'm watching, like from the early 2000s, late 90s, 80s, it all feels a little bit more real and like genuine. And I love watching movies where no one has veneers and like fake teeth. And like, I'm like, these look like people. And it just felt, it was like really refreshing. Does that make sense?
No, 100%. Like watching this movie, people aren't always going to get along, and people aren't always going to like it. You could throw a bunch of people together, but you need something to like unite them.
Absolutely.
And that's the bar fight.
Like, yeah.
In the bar fight, that's when they actually get together and they form a team. And he even says that. He's like, That's when you guys bonded.
Yeah. And I think it's funny because there always has to be like that bonding moment. Like, what's going to pull us together? What's like, and it was that bar fight, because then you see in moments, I think, of stress and like high tension, who really has your back? We were talking about this earlier, kind of off air in a different sort of way. We were talking about people and how we assume everyone has good intentions, and then it turns out that they do not. And I think in this instance, in the bar fight, you kind of see them that they're like, oh, these are my friends. These are my teammates. Like, I do have their backs. I do actually care. Like, let's come together.
Yeah, you know, and they even joke with each other. Like when Clifford Franklin's talking, and he's like, "Yeah," and they're like, "Yeah, you hid behind a jukebox." And, and then he starts saying, "Yeah, I was scared." And then he starts busting into this, you know, go walk out the door, and it's like probably one of the funniest dance scenes ever. But it's like it's such a bonding moment for the team, and like you see them all just dancing and having a good time, and it was funny.
It was funny. And then that song plays at the end after they win the game and they're doing the voiceover, I Will Survive does play again. And it's very funny. The movie is actually very well done. I would suggest it now that I have rewatched.
Oh, 100%. Like if you like any kind of like feel good sports movie, this is that one. I mean, you can't take away from this. Keanu Reeves does an amazing job in this. I mean, all around, like the whole cast is great. They're funny. It does remind me a lot of Major League. I thought that was like one of the things, like, and it's just because like you got a bunch of cast of characters and clowns that come together to like form a championship team, and that happens in Major League. They bring like, you know, Wesley Snipes, and they bring all these people together, and you know they're a bunch of clowns. But you know what? Sometimes you need a clown.
Yeah. So what I also related it to, because I'm not a sports fan, was there was a movie that had just been released that was kind of sporty. It's called Bottoms. Have you seen it?
No, I have not.
Okay, well, maybe we'll cover that movie. Bottoms came out, and it is one of my newer favorite films. I thought it was incredibly well done. But it's kind of the same thing about how this, like, these two girls bring together this group of girls to start a fight club, and it's like, and they're all different. They're all different in their own ways, and it's all how they come together, and they end up murdering a football team. It's so funny. Please, if you haven't seen it, but it's all these ideas, and I love how, like, again, like, sports movies have all these kind of like reoccurring themes. It's like, is this really what happens? I've never been on a sport team. I don't know.
Yeah, have you ever seen Ladybugs with Rodney Dangerfield?
No.
The soccer team?
No.
Hysterical bunch of group of girls on a soccer team, and they're a bunch of cast of characters. One likes butterflies. It's hysterical. Good movie. What's another one? Little Giants with Rick Moranis. Have you seen that?
That one sounds more familiar.
Yeah,
to me.
That was funny. Bunch of little cast of characters, and there's one part where they take like Alka-Seltzer and they put it in their mouths to make their mouths foam to look crazy. So like those are like, listen, I'm gonna tell you those couple of great movies right there. If you get a chance to watch them, you'll laugh. We're gonna cover another movie after this that was a really great movie.
I have a lot of thoughts about the movie after this. So
and it broke my heart. Oh my god.
Okay,
it's so sad.
It's so interesting to watch things and then just see all the same themes in other movies that like you like. Like I had recently gone to the movies and I had seen First Omen. Obviously, I'm not gonna talk too much about that. That is a movie about possession. But as I was watching it, I was sitting with my friend and I turned to them. And I said, you know, I'm really disappointed because nothing seems original. And I think there's a difference between using tropes in a way that is refreshing and you can revamp it and you can upgrade it and you can. And that's why they're tropes for a reason. And then there are ways where you're just literally copying and pasting and just pulling from original source material without really making it your own. And I think in sport movies, maybe it's the nuance of sports, or maybe it's the of how you can have so many different like ways to tell the story, but I think it's interesting every time. This movie, Remember the Titans, the movie we're about to cover, Hardball, it is Keanu Reeves Sports Week, if you haven't noticed.
Go Keanu!
And it's really interesting, like even She's the Man, like I had mentioned, and I can't think of a literal other sports movie I've ever seen. I'm so sorry, you guys.
Have you seen Million Dollar Baby?
Oh my God. Okay. Million Dollar Baby. I have seen that. To me, though, so this is, and then you know what? Oh, yeah. So to me, though, Million Dollar Baby is not a sport movie, and it is a drama. Like,
oh, 100%.
But like, I understand that it is also like a sport movie. Like, oh, I also saw Coach Carter with Samuel Jackson.
Good movie.
That was a good movie. That's a sport movie. I think I had mentioned Glory Road earlier. I have also seen that movie. And then I think that's it. And I feel like there are sport movies that come out literally all the time. And I don't know. They're great. I have to be in the mood for them. And sometimes I find them to be all the same.
Well, if you haven't seen this movie, I highly recommend it. Please follow, like, and subscribe to us. We appreciate all the countries that are listening to us, like Mozambique, the Emirate State of the Arabs.
Nice.
We're like getting like up there, and like we really appreciate it. Like Taiwan, Taipan, Zimbabwe. There's like all these countries that like are tuning into us, and like welcome to the WASP family.
Yeah, welcome. I did think of one other sport movie that I have seen, and it's actually one of my favorite movies of all time. So it's crazy because I don't consider a sport movie as Bend It Like Beckham. So I see a lot. I've seen more than I think. But yeah, The Replacements is great. It's very fun. It's very silly. Very early 2000s. Watch it if you love Keanu. Watch it if you love Gene Hackman. And again, I watched it because I love Orlando Jones. It's really fun, though. Very inspiring. Very good. Thank you guys for listening. We love that we have this community and this family. We're so thankful for you guys every week. Ben?
Tune in next time to What's Happening.